WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out. YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. I just saw something as we were going live. I was like, oh, of course it is. People have already... Oh my God, chat, did you know if you use credit card Rocket Sock or Lindsay Ward at the 499 shop, you can get Renegade Waiter?
You can't.
You
it's
can.
It's freaking XP locked. It's XP locked.
But you can get that Renegade, you can get Renegade Waiter right now by using those credit codes right now, right? Right now, and then using, you know, a map that can glitch your XP that all you need, and people already have 2 million XP.
You're going to send me that link, right?
It's on the leakers' Twitters. It's out there.
I don't follow leakers.
Well, I didn't find the tweet. I saw a picture of the said tweet. Anyway, but you could buy the exclusive Renegade Waiter and Assault Trooper now available in the Fortnite item shop because hashtag epic buy. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk professional wrestling sports entertainment. As we are,
we are
6 days away from Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Which means we are 7 days away from Jingle All the Rack.
That's right. We're going after Christmas this year, y'all.
So, Jingle All the Rack next week, and we're doing no wrestling.
No wrestling. We're going to do a tier list.
Woo! So, chat, if you have a favorite Christmas treat, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio and send it to us.
Yes.
And we'll put it on the list.
Yes. And we'll try to find pictures of it if we can. But any kind of Christmas treat doesn't have to be what anybody would consider traditional. It's whatever you guys do around Christmas time or around the holidays to celebrate and enjoy and have a good time.
Yeah, we'll do holiday treats.
Wise.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna do that. Holiday treats. next week on the show.
Don't need any of the other kind of treats, okay, guys? You keep that to yourself. But yeah, food. Think food. All right, let's just kind of get away from that and jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And it has been announced that NXT superstar Tony D'Angelo has joined the cast of Wild Cards for season 2 of the show. It premieres on January 8, 2025 on CBC and CBC Gem, and on February 5th, 2025 on the CW Network. Hey!
Nice. Good to see him branching out, and it's not just main roster talent getting TV deals or acting roles or whatever. So it's good to see other people getting some stuff. So congrats to Tony D'Angelo.
Woo-hoo. And he's not the only one branching out. Miss Rebecca Quinn, aka Becky Lynch, made a big announcement this week. She announced that she's joining the cast of Star Trek Starfleet Academy on Paramount Plus. So she's been keeping busy in her time off.
Yeah, so the belief is that's already filmed, so that's which is why she's part of it, you know, one of the things she's been doing since being away from WWE. That's cool. By the way, Twitch ads. When you watch Twitch ads, chat, and then you can get an ad-free experience by using Prime Gaming on this channel or any other channel, or if you subscribe the regular way, either way, you get it's an ad-free experience. But if you watch Twitch without an ad-free experience, I've seen Becky a lot. Her Magic the Gathering bit that she did.
Oh, yeah.
Is a Twitch commercial.
Of course it is.
So I've seen it a bunch all over Twitch.
That's good, though.
That's great. It's just, she's expanding.
You know what? Honestly, she worked hard to expand.
She did. And she should be back on WWE in the near future.
We hope.
We assume.
We don't know.
Eventually. She was at the Netflix thing. We talked about that. She'll be back.
Yeah. Eventually. Mm-hmm. When she's ready. But until then, you do you, girl. Moving on to AEW, Bell Media in Canada announced that its Discovery Channel will be rebranded as USA Network on January 1st after a major content and licensing agreement with NBC Universal Global TV Distribution. The press release says that with the brand change, AEW Collision will be moving to Canada's USA Network from the TSN Plus streaming service and will air live on Saturday nights. Dynamite will remain airing on TSN. USA Network is available to Canadians via a nationwide free preview from January 1st to February 28th, though participating service providers across the country.
That's good. It's off a streaming thing. It's direct on our cable for them. So they'll get some eyeballs on Collision on Canada. In Canada.
Which is what they want.
It is what they want. So, good on them.
And I have no context for this next one, so I'm going to let you take it.
Mm-hmm. AEW on Max. This is mostly stuff we know, but it will be starting on January 1st, 2025. WBD's networks and platforms will remain the exclusive homes of AEW Dynamite Wednesdays on TBS and AEW Collision Saturdays on TNT. We'll also, for the first time, stream this program for Max subscribers in the U.S. They will ring in the new year in a new agreement with AEW Dynamite Fight for the Fallen on TBS and Max at 8 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, January 1st, 2025 from Asheville, North Carolina. Fans will witness the aftermath of AEW's world end in a special New Year's Day event that will benefit the victims of Hurricane Helene, which severely impacted the Asheville area in 2024. On Saturday, January 4th at 8 Eastern, they'll bring you Collision, which is good.
That is good. That's awesome. I don't have any complaints about that at all. So good for them. Moving on to TNA, I should say. Trent Seven, Rhino, and Jay Chung have finished up with the company. So best of luck to them as they move forward in their future endeavors. And then in rather a shock to the wrestling world, because I don't think a lot of people were expecting this one to happen, Tessa Blanchard made her return to TNA wrestling. I don't know how I feel about this one, because that was like a massive falling out, wasn't it, when she left?
I mean, she's made some racist comments in the past, so it's kind of one of those things where people are not thrilled with it whatsoever.
Inside or outside the company?
No, not really. Oh, good. Before we continue on the Tessa thing, to finish up the thing, because I was choking halfway through that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cough.
Yeah. For the added content, Dynamite, Collision, Rampage, and AEW's pay-per-view library will be through the end of 2024, representing more than 700 hours of AEW action, will be made available on Max on a rolling basis. At launch, AEW Dynamite episodes and pay-per-views from the from 2019 will be available, as well as the last 2 months of AEW programming. Select episodes will be made available shortly after launch, and then later in 2025, pay-per-views will be available, with additional information and pricing to be shared in the coming month. But they'll be marketed as pay-per-views on Max. That was the full update on that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's basically most of the information we knew, but it's not like the entire catalog of AEW is available to start, which is an interesting move.
Yeah.
You would think they would have put more out there.
But I think it's a test it and see how it performs thing, and then they'll expand it out.
Yeah, it's just like interesting.
I have some feeling about that whole Max thing. That it's like, well, we have the content, we can use the content, but we don't know how the content's going to necessarily perform on the service.
How many people are looking back to go through older episodes?
Yeah, so it's kind of like let's limit what we're going to put out there, because it could be that they're like going to do, are they going to do more recent content, or are they going to do older, like from inception?
It's 2019, and then the last 2 months.
Okay, so they're like just going to skip COVID, like COVID didn't happen.
Like 2019 is like 2 months, I think, because they started in October, so it's like October, November, December, 3 months of content, and all the four pay-per-views that year. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see what they add, and because streaming content's changing with wrestling, because WWE's content's being split up and may not be fully available. AEW's trying to do a little bit of streaming content, and it's, I don't know, weirdly distributed, but we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, it could be that they're going back and they're looking at the numbers of how many people are watching it on demand, and they're kind
of
like...
They also have to make sure the licensing of the music on some of those shows can be... reuse, because Tony gets some rights and gets some rights long term, but there are some songs he may not have the rights to long term.
Yeah, or he may not have like streaming rights on it.
Yeah,
so
that's part of it too.
Depending on what he paid for, because like if he just paid for the one time use, or just for, you know, like for, yeah, whatever usage he got out of it, so he either has to pay for that or they have to take it out, which that's gonna be fun. But yeah, also, I mean, 2019 is AEW's height, and then they hit COVID and they kind of sort of began to like go down, which WWE 2 did as well, you know, to be fair, because it was the Thunderdome era.
Yeah,
so they're just skipping over COVID. But yeah, let's see what they do with it. Let's see how it performs, and then they may expand out beyond that. Because I think the other interesting thing too would be, do they have the rights to the very first Dynamite?
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Because it aired on TNT. That, you mean All In?
Yeah, All In.
Tony has All In.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, he got it. He got it when he got ROH.
See, I don't know. I never heard, or if we talked about it, I don't remember talking about it.
No, that's why they're able to do All In, the pay-per-view itself. Because remember, the pay-per-view was called All Out that they were running, and then they got All In when they bought ROH. They got the rights to that event.
Okay.
Because it was the Cody and Friends event produced by Ring of Honor.
But Ring we're going to say we did it.
For Ring of Honor produced it and stuff. But Cody and friends put it on, but it was a Ring of Honor. Basically, it was a high-level Ring of Honor event. So that's where we are. But no, I believe they have the rights to it, which will be interesting to see if that comes to... Huh. That's a question. This is a question he's going to look up on a All In ROH... What's it called? Streaming service. Honor Club. It is available to stream on Honor Club, yes. So they're already marketing that one. So that answers that question. They must have put that up whenever they got the rights to it. All In. Should be on there. No, maybe not. Maybe they don't have it, because it didn't come up on the actual Honor Club site. Google says one thing. The actual site says nothing. It says another, so... Who knows? Who knows? It's available somewhere. But I know that for sure they have the right. Anyway, that's
Tessa
the news.
Blanchard.
Oh, Tessa. Yeah, right. People have opinions. They're not wrong. But I guess everyone gets a third chance?
Let us hope that the sins of the past don't repeat themselves. How about that?
Yes.
Like, if she has improved herself, if she has recognized her flaws, if she has... done things to ensure that specific issues will not occur again, great, welcome back. If she's done nothing and they happen again, well, that's a problem that they have to deal with, not us. I will say it was very shocking to see that she was back, because they were kind of like adamant that they were never going to bring her back. But it's also, that was the Scott D'Amore regime, and it's no longer the Scott D'Amore regime. So I guess everything can be forgiven.
I guess because of her work in CMLL and stuff, people are sort of kind of forgiven, but not forgotten. We'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, there's no, Brent didn't hurt anybody in this week. Let's go.
That's true, he did not.
So when we come back, we're going to talk all about Saturday night's main event, which was this past Saturday on NBC and Peacock. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Now at 10 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line! Go Stone Cold Simpson!
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you, always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are going to talk all about Saturday night's main event, which was this past Saturday on NBC and Peacock. This was a heaping bowl of nostalgia in all the best ways.
They did a lot of good things with the show. Did it advance a lot of things? Not completely. Were some of the matches that you expected to be really pretty awesome bangers under deliver a little bit? Yes, but this was more, it wasn't as big of a PLE type event. It was more of a high-end TV event.
But it still felt special.
No, it felt very special, which is why I think the fifth match kind of, you could have taken one match off and you would have given things a little bit more time, but you wanted to get enough people on there and showcase a bunch of things, which is very much understood. I like the setup, the long entranceway with the guardrails was a nice throwback, like Madison Square Garden type look, where they're just coming through the crowd, and they were very close to the crowd. Which, by the way, which when you watch this show and you see all these them walking through the fans in the entranceway, and then I watched AEW and there was no real entranceway this past week. It was the stage was right basically by the ring. There was no, it was kind of depressing, but that's a different topic for a different day. It was just the thought I saw when I watched the show. But no, it was like a really cool, and that all the heels like not wanting to be touched by the fans, and the baby faces slapping hands with them, which was really cool. The thin entrance, the thin video wall that transformed between like the old school style looking event thing, and then you know the current LED graphics was cool, and the red, white, and blue ropes, the old school turnbuckles, the old referee outfits with the bow ties. They nailed the presentation part of it.
And what was really nice is they did it without it being hokey, if you know what I mean. Like in the past, when they're going to do something nostalgic or they're going to call back to the history of WWE in the ye oldie days, it would be like campy or hokey in a very not enjoyable way. It's like, yeah, it's cool to see, but it lacked an authenticity to it because it just, we're just doing this for the sake of doing it, right?
Yeah.
With this, they were doing it for the sake of doing it. They were doing it because NBC had asked for it or it was part of a deal, but this had a level of authenticity to it that was very, very, very enjoyable. Like, yeah, they, like you said, they nailed the presentation, they nailed the lighting, they made it look and feel like Saturday night's main event from times of old, but it's updated. It's new faces, it's new equipment, it's new everything, but it still had that nice feeling to it. And so, like, everybody involved with that portion of it really should be congratulated because they did a great job on that.
Yeah, and having Tessitore and Jesse Ventura doing a little bit of a hosting of the show, nice touch.
They had pretty good chemistry together.
They did, which is not surprising. Joe's really good at that sort of thing, and Jesse, who has not been involved in the product in many years and kind of held his own even on commentary in the main event, which was good. He had a nice old school presence. He threw some legends in the crowd, which they do normally. And yeah, that Pat McAfee on commentary with Michael Cole, so it worked really well.
It was, yeah, it was all really good.
It was like, a really good show.
Props to them for doing that. Now let's talk about the real star of the show. Can the internet now finally be happy? Can they finally stop complaining? Because not only did they pull it out of mothballs, but apparently it's getting quite a lot of TV time. And I'm talking about the Winged Eagle belt, the mythical, the magical, the internet is going to wet itself when it sees it. Every title should look like it. Winged Eagle belt.
The real WWE Championship.
Can we please all now calm down that they've taken it out of storage? And good?
And it's not Cody running around with it.
No. That's my favorite part, because we talked about that, of Kevin stealing that title and running around with it, and he's doing that, and I'm so happy.
So we'll start with the main event first, and then kind of work our way around. It was Cody and Kevin for the Undisputed WWE Championship, and there was a lot of shenanigans. Kevin thought he won the belt a few times, but there was no referee to make the count. And then there was the indecision by Cody whether to use the chair or not, and Ventura was making clear we ought to know, for all of us to know, will he do it? He did use the chair. Kevin felt like he was screwed after losing the match. He then attacked Cody Rhodes, dropped him with a package pile driver, and stole the WWE Championship.
Even though Kevin was the one that brought the chair into the ring, by the way.
I know. Pointing
that out for, you know, reasons.
Reasons. And then he was walking around with it on the Raw on Netflix live event they did from headquarters yesterday, running around holding the WWE Championship, the Winged Eagle title.
In a tux shirt.
Yep, he dressed up for the occasion.
I love it so much. I'm sorry, it's stupid. But I love it. I love that kind of stuff so much that it's, again, because it's, to me, wrestling in the wild, right?
Yeah.
Like, and we talk about this a lot on the show, where wrestling is often very like compartmentalized into arenas and buildings and parking lots and that kind of thing. To see like Kevin Owens running around at a presser with the Winged Eagle title in a tux shirt that with like the sleeves cut off, and like him running around WWE headquarters, like putting his face over Cody Rhodes, you know, mm-hmm. like. I think my favorite part of that is he just walks into somebody's office and steals their tape dispenser. Just completely random. Like, that kind of stuff is just really entertaining to me, because it's how do these characters exist in what I would term the real world, like our mm-hmm. world. And it just, it adds that layer to it that's really, really, really nice and really, really, really enjoyable. That it's like, it's a little bit of a fourth wall break, but it's like, now they're in our world kind of thing. And it's like, okay, this is cool. But yeah, like Kevin running around at the presser with the title, Kevin stealing the title, you know, the confrontation between Hunter and Kevin after Kevin left Cody laying, that was something.
It was.
Where, if you don't know, because I think it was only on social media, Triple H came out and had a little confrontation with Kevin Owens, where he knocked the title out of Kevin's hands, and then he and Kevin kind of got into a little bit of a shoving and a screaming match, leading everybody to question, is Hunter coming back? And the answer is no, y'all, no. The man has a heart condition. No, he is not coming back.
He's never, ever going to wrestle again.
Please get that out of your minds now. But it was really, really good, because now it's like Kevin could be like, oh, well, you know, the COO of WWE put his hands on me. You know, he put his hands on me. And, you know, what consequences will that have? You know, if there will be any, which I don't think there's going to be. But, you know, it's stuff like that, that it's like you have Hunter so upset at Kevin for what he did that he came out and got in his face about it. Because it's like, you ruined my main event. You hurt my champion. You know, you did this in front of all these people. This is so embarrassing. I'm just going to like slap you out of it. So like, it was just, it's that nice little touch. And then you have Cody that had to be like stretchered out because of how devastating the move was on the chair. Because he hit the move, or I shouldn't say Kevin hit the move on the chair. So it was like, okay, all right, this is good. This is
Kevin making fun of is now being calling himself the real WWE champion or whatever, and it's making his first all the appearances Cody would put his picture all over Cody on the advertisements, including, you know, being, you know, in Jacksonville on the 26th and whatever, doing all those things. So Kevin's going to own this until they get the rematch, which will probably be, I would say, either in the next Saturday Night's Main Event or the Royal Rumble. I don't think it makes Netflix, because Netflix already has three big matches. So
yeah, but it doesn't need a fourth.
I mean, it'll have a fourth, but not for this title.
Not for this.
Match. It was a good match for what it was, for the time they had. They did good.
I wish it had been longer.
Yeah, but they gave you enough action on where every match had like one commercial break involved in it, because you're on network television. You worked around the parameter. So
yeah, they only had 2 hours for the show. They couldn't go as long as they wanted. So that was the other thing, was they did a good job of balancing the timing and making sure everybody got equal timing, or as close to as they could get. Was everything as long as we wanted it? No. There were, like, for instance, this match, it could have gone longer, but they worked with the constraints that they had. and we can get it again. Like, that's the good part about this, is we'll go to a second match with this and it will be longer and it will probably have a stipulation on it or something like that, and it will still be entertaining.
Yeah. Other things that happened was the world title match, Gunther, Finn, and Damian. Pretty good match.
This was fun.
And a very fun match.
Like, this was the inclusion of Balor in this helped take this, like, in a different direction, because you have, like, Balor being that high flyer, and so, and that, like, more of, like, that fast pace, instead of just Gunther and Priest sort of, like, slugging it out, although there was still plenty of that, and there was still plenty of chops and people getting thrown into steps and everything else. But yeah, this was really enjoyable. I thought it was fun. Yeah. I'm gonna need, Damien and Finn to just go ahead and bang. Like, can we just do this already? I said this on Monday that, like, you know, Gunther was kind of like the third wheel in this.
He was.
A little bit at points. Like, just let the two of them go. Gunther, just go home. Just take your title and go home, and just let these two fight it out, because they very clearly need to fight things out. But yeah, the finish of this, the finish where Gunther, like, powerbombed Finn.
Yeah, well done.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah, Gunther retained his title. It's a good match. Enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Drew and Sammy had a good opener.
Sammy got more offense than I thought he was going to, which is nice, which is good. Yeah. You want that. You don't want Sammy to just get absolutely destroyed. But yeah, Drew came out there with a mission, and he succeeded. Yep. He succeeded in beating up Sami Zayn, and it looks like his vendetta against the Bloodline rolls on.
It does. I mean, yeah, I thought this would have ended in DQ or anything, because that's what we talked about last week, but the fact that it opened, and when it opened, it was like, yeah, it's not ending DQ, it's going to be a clean finish. And Drew getting a clean win, it was the right call. You gotta rebuild. You gotta rebuild Drew with giving him some, like, clean victories, because of the feud with Punk. He took a couple defeats towards the end, so he needs to be built back up strongly, especially because he's been very limited in the ring over the last few months. So getting a win over Sammy, good win, good solid win, very enjoyable.
Very good solid win. Yeah.
Liv. Speaking of solid wins, Liv needed the win. Even though we thought Io could get the win in this one, Liv coming out strong with a solo win against Io Sky for the women's title, good.
The win was good for her. I'll agree. Was the match as good as I thought it was going to be? I'm gonna say no.
It was solid.
It was okay. Like, they had some issues as the match went on. Like, they didn't gel together as well as I thought they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
And things got a little clunky in places, but overall I thought it was very good, like, in terms of what they gave us, and it got the point across. Like, Io, I feel a little bad for Io, just because I feel like she would have been a good move to put the title on, because she's been so dominant lately and she's just been on a roll.
Yeah.
It's just like, you could have had used that momentum to make her a champion going into Netflix. But I also understand a business reason of keeping it on Liv, because the money is in Liv and Rhea, and particularly Rhea getting her title back.
Which is going to be taking place on Netflix on January 6th.
Yeah. So I would expect title to change hands.
Yeah, I expect a big title change on that event. Rhea confronted Liv after the match. They also had a confrontation on the Raw on Netflix streaming event where they announced...
I love you too, small child.
That was great. That was a great moment. It was
fantastic.
And then, but yeah, no, Liv needed the win. At the end of the day, would have been cool to see you get it. Yes, but Liv, it added more legitimacy to her reign. She talked about who she's beaten. And she's actually beaten Bianca and Rhea and Io, and she's beaten all these former champions. Like, when you look back at it, she's done a pretty good job as champion.
She has, but it's kind of sort of been like brought down a little bit by the fact that she's a heel and she hasn't necessarily done it all clean.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's another legitimate name that she's being. So that was adds to the resume. So when she loses, it's okay.
It'll be fine. It'll be totally, totally fine.
But the most surprising match was a really good match. It was Chelsea and Meechan.
This was fun. This was so good. I wish this had been longer. This should have been longer.
They could have used a couple extra minutes, but with the time they had, They had a hell of a match, and they got the crowd invested. Like, the crowd was invested in all the near falls, and they really got behind Chelsea towards the end. They wanted to see her win this championship.
She did exactly what we talked about on Thursday, which is she just went out there and she owned it. Like, just yes. absolutely owned it from the time she hit the ring to the time she left. It was just all her. It was all about, she made it all about her. Like, she's wearing gear with her face on it.
Yeah, she was.
Like, shut up with that. It was just so good. And this is why I think a lot of us on this network, when they kind of announced this tournament, was put it on Chelsea. Put it, for the love of God, put it on Chelsea. No offense to any other woman on the roster, but put it on Chelsea. This is why mm-hmm. is this kind of stuff. And since she's won that title, she's been owning it. Like, she could, I think it was like today or was it yesterday, she congratulated herself on being the longest reigning U.S. champion, women's U.S. champion.
I didn't see that. That's nice. That's good.
Yeah.
That's well done.
Like, you go, girl. You
she's
go.
Owning, she's owning it. And that's what you want, and that's why she made a good choice to be the first ever WWE Women's United States Champion.
So congratulations to her, and hopefully they have big things planned for Meechan.
Yeah, Meechan's been a very valuable star this year, and she's delivered time in and time out in any situation they put her in. And her and Chelsea has had a hell of a feud. So it was Meechan, you know, put her in the trash can, and now Chelsea got the title. So everyone's making good on things. So
yeah,
but overall, it was a good show.
It's very good. It was very enjoyable as we roll into the holidays and we roll into Netflix. My God, it's coming!
It is coming really, really soon. They've announced Seth and CM Punk as the main event, Roman and Solo for in tribal combat, and Rhea and Liv for the women's world title. Should be a hell of a show.
It's going to be a really exciting show, and I'm here for all of it.
Mm-hmm. But before we go, we have a little housekeeping we need to take care of.
Oh, we get to do the housekeeping.
We get to do WTR Fantasy housekeeping. Coming in a third is Team Corner at 422 points. The Wheel actually showed up, got 128 points this season. Good job, Wheel.
Wow.
Brent had the second highest score of all six of us, 293.
Good for him.
And then the other scores were 547 to 532. The Team One Brain once again takes down Team Canada.
Da 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 da.
We're going to schedule season 20 at some point. Maybe before, right after the new year. We'll figure that timing out when Casey's around to chime in and draft with us.
He's busy doing Casey things.
He is busy. Doing Casey thing. But yeah, that's our show. That was the fantasy. That was Saturday Night's Main Event. And next week, it's Jingle All the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We are going to be having our holiday special. So we are going to be doing holiday treats. So if you weren't here at the top of the show, if you and your family have a favorite holiday food treat that you enjoy during the season, doesn't matter what it is, send it in to us. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, and we will put it on our list and put it for the tier list. We would love to see some participation in this and like get everybody's feedback on what they enjoy during the holiday season.
Indeed. But that's next week. That's next week.
Post-Christmas, during Hanukkah.
Yes. But Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern at CB Radio Live. We're going to have the Excalibur Challenge. We're going to have the ChatGPT says, guess the Christmas movie. So that should be fun this Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, we're not doing a show because it's holidays and there's nothing really to talk about for them. So we're going to be back on the 29th for them, the year-end review show. So tune in for that. Monday, it's the Raw Post Show. 10 o'clock Eastern. And we'll be back next Thursday for Jingle All the Rack, the night after Christmas at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Curry Coat Rock and Sock or
Lynn's M Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, when you buy Renegade Wander and a Serial Assault Trooper, when you earn your 2 million point XP and all the new kicks that are elf shape or snow slippers or this really weird bird, snow bird thing that is just really all Fortnite-y and so much more. And soon to come, Mariah Carey.
She's taking over Fortnite, y'all.
She's on the Fortnite island in an icebox. That is melting away on the island.
I kind of wish they had done it sooner. Like, I kind of wish they had started doing it at the beginning of the month. Not now.
But she'll be on the island. She's freezing. She's defrosting on the island. She should be making her way out of the ice tomorrow at like 3 p.m. Eastern. So, watch for big-ass Mariah Carey to come out of her box tomorrow in Fortnite. But anyway, hashtag Epic Partner.
Ding! You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@Lynn's Ward. And until whatever the hell is going on with TikTok is settled, you can follow me on TikTok at Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel. That's mbdfilms, youtube.com/mbd1211 to like and subscribe and follow and tell him we said hi because he does amazing content over there. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. We are wishing you a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all the things. Because next week it will be past at least Christmas. So going ahead and extending that now. And we hope you have a very safe and happy holiday. And you guys enjoy and have fun. So you've been listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.